This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis. We learned in the previous Mishnah that according to the halachically accepted opinion of the Chachamim, if a broken basket was partially lowered into a tanur, that is, you have a basket that had a very large hole in it, which was plugged up with straw, so the point is the basket does not have the halachic status of a kli, that was lowered into a tanur, the halacha is that the inside of the basket is not considered to be a separate and distinct area from the rest of the tanur. Therefore, if there's a dead sheretz in the basket, the tanur becomes tameh. If there's a dead sheretz on the floor of the tanur and some food in the basket, that food does become tameh, just as if there was no physical partition whatsoever within the tanur. Our mishnah discusses, let's say, ha'isa shleima. A complete intact basket was partially lowered into a tanur. I mean, the top portion of the basket was still above the tanur. You have this intact halachic kli that's lowered into a tanur, such as a basket, v'chein kupa, or you could work with the example of a box that's lowered into a tanur, v'chein chemes, or a flask. The point is something with the halachic status of a kli was lowered into a tanur, with the top part of the kli still above the tanur. The Mishnah says, here the halacha is a sheretz v'socha, if there was a dead sheretz inside of the kli, this intact vessel, hatanur tahor. The tanur does not become tamei, because when the pasuk teaches the halacha that if a dead sheretz is lowered into a kli cheres, a tumah transmission happens, it uses the words v'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el tocho. The case is that a dead sheretz fell el tocho to the inside of the kli cheres. That's the case, as opposed to the case we have here where the sheretz is inside of a kli, which is inside of the tanur. It didn't fall el tocho, but el toch tocho. It's inside of the kli cheres. It's inside something else, and that thing is inside of the kli cheres. In such a case, the sheretz does not make the kli cheres, or in our case, the tanur tome. And likewise, as sheretz v'tanur, if the sheretz was at the bottom of the tanur, and an intact kli with food in it was lowered into the tanur, ochlin shebesocha tahara. The food inside of that kli, say that intact basket, remains tahar. And this too is based on the language of the pasuk, where the Torah teaches the law that if a tumah source like sheretz is placed into a kli cheres, then any food inside of that kli cheres becomes tameh. It says, kol asher besocho yitma. Anything, any food that's found inside of the kli cheres becomes tameh. So once again, we darshan, besocho velo betoch tocho. Only food that's inside of the kli cheres, as opposed to food which is inside of a kli, which itself is inside of the kli cheres. And therefore, the food that's inside of this kli, that is inside of the kli cheres, does not become tameh. Although there is an important qualification regarding this law, which is that we're discussing specifically where a portion of the kli is still above the upper edge of the tanur. If, on the other hand, the kli was completely inside of the tanur, then this concept of toch tocho does not apply. Rather, for example, you have a sheretz inside of a basket, and that basket is completely contained within the tanur. In that case, the tanur does become tameh. But continuing with our case, where a portion of, let's say, that basket is above the top of the tanur, and so again, the halacha is that we consider the interior of the basket as a separate and distinct place from the interior of the tanur, as far as tumah transmission. The Mishnah says, if the kli in question developed a hole, then depending on the size of the hole, that potentially could cause the utensil to lose its halachic kli status, and as a result, we would no longer apply this idea of toch tocho. Rather, we would consider it as if there was no partition, that the sheretz, for example, is simply inside of a tanur, which would, as a result, make the tanur tameh. And the Mishnah discusses how large would the hole have to be in order for the utensil to lose its halachic kli status, for a tumah transmission to then happen. The Mishnah says it depends what the kli was used for. Ha'aseh la'achlin, if the kli in question was used to contain foods, then as we learned in Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, shiura b'zeisim, so once the hole is large enough to allow olives to fall out, it's at that point that we would say that this no longer functions as a kli. It loses its kli status, and therefore the law stated in our Mishnah of Toch Tocho would not apply. Rather, we look at situation as if there was no partition here. Simply, let's say, dead sheretz that's inside of a tanner, and so the tanner becomes tame. If ha'ase lemashkin, if the container in question was used to hold liquid, shiur b'mashkin, then we would use a different standard. Namely, as soon as the hole is large enough that it doesn't properly hold the liquids, then already at that point it would lose its kli status. And so once again, it wouldn't be a situation of toch tocho, but just a regular sheretz that's bitoch, that's inside of the klicheres. And so the tanner of the klicheres would become tame. Regarding a kli that's ha'osi lekach ulekach, that's used to hold both foods and liquids, so even though on the biblical level, we'd say that as long as it's still useful for one thing, even if you can't hold liquids in it, but if you still use it to hold foods, well then, biblically, it's still considered a kli, and therefore, it would still shield whatever's inside of the kli from the rest of the interior of the tanur. However, there's a rabbinic decree here that says we're stringent, and matilim osol l'chumro, we follow the more strict standard that is bekones mashka, that as soon as the hole in this container is large enough to allow liquids to seep in, so in other words, it's totally dysfunctional to use as a kli to hold liquids, at that point already, we on the rabbinic level consider it as a non-kli, and so practically that means that we have to be stringent, and if, for example, there was a dead sheretz inside of the kli, we do not say the sheretz is encapsulated and considered to be in a separate interior from the tanur, so that no tumah transmission occurs. No, the tanur is considered tameh. On the rabbinic level, we consider this container, which was also used for liquids, which can no longer do that, as a non-kli.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.